Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Today's episode is going to be a mess because it's completely unplanned. We're doing this totally on the fly. I'm very excited about it. I decided after last week's episode to have Jen Dahl, Maureen O'Connor, and Lizzie O'Leary stick around to do a second episode with me, totally unscripted and totally unplanned. Our thinking is that we're going to talk about the grossest things that we've ever had to clean up. This came out of a conversation that we were having right before we started recording, and then I was just like, all right, we're doing this thing. I've got studio time, and I need an episode. So here we are. I have no idea what's going to happen today. It might be a disaster. It's definitely going to be a lot of fun no matter what happens. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I feel like we need to set the table by explaining that we do have an ongoing group text.
Yes, we do. Okay,
so we're explain. On constant communication.
Right. So if you guys missed the first episode and you missed us talking about the origin of why the last episode was called Jizzy, it's because that's the name that we have for this group text. But why don't you guys explain sort of the nature of the group text to everybody so that they can get a little bit of an understanding of what we're talking about on an almost daily basis with one another.
And it's like one quarter actual real stuff that's happening in our lives and then three quarters gross things that have happened to us.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say that's accurate.
Yeah. Like there are work dilemmas. There are emotional issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I feel like every so often I jump in to say I've pooped myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got, yeah. There are a lot of literal messes and a few figurative ones.
Yeah.
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 Yes. Because a lot of the messes are figurative as well. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do you clean up a bad relationship?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I think also one of the things that I love so much about the group text and that I think is going to really come through when we do the bonus episode where we're kind of doing like the chip chat and the Tinder talk. I have really good chips for you guys today, too. I'm very excited about them.
Let's definitely talk about a lot of gross stuff before that.
Is that the four of us actually represent a like almost the whole spectrum of relationship status.
Ooh, yeah.
And which is not going to be true in a few months because then we'll have two people with the same status. But Lizzie is married.
I'm married.
Woo!
She's got that smug married look already.
I've been working really hard on it.
And Jen is engaged to be married.
I am.
And Maureen is in a long-term relationship.
I am.
And
what's and grossest?
I am
being married, probably. Yes. Single and mingling.
And I'm, single and definitely mingling.
I gotta say, when you said it's gonna change in a couple months, that I was like, how dare you assume that John and I are breaking up? Then I was like, oh right, Jen's getting married.
Yes, Jen's getting married.
I immediately went there.
Oh, Maureen!
Not for that, I was like, what? Why are you saying that about me? I just assumed.
It's not all about you, Maureen. Yeah.
What if she means I'm breaking up?
Only because like people on a regular basis are like, holy shit, you're still with him? I cannot believe that. I'm like, this is rude. And yet I understand why you're making that judgment.
Wait, that's so rude and I don't understand that at all. I love you and John together.
Oh, no, I love us together
too,
clearly.
Which is not the
clearly,
point of this
and
podcast
so
at all, but I just have to feel like I have to say that.
No,
I really
love
John.
It's not that like I can't believe you two are together, just that like it's my longest relationship ever.
Yeah.
Like I got well into my third decade of life before I went longer than like a year.
But also
well
that is not...
I don't think that's that unusual.
It's not uncommon. Like, the longest relationship in your life doesn't happen until it happens.
I know.
Like,
and then
every relationship is shorter than the longest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the longest was all like under a year. And I think most people were kind of like, that's a little much. And I was like, is it though?
No.
I don't think so. Also, you were having fun.
No, we moved in together way too soon with one. Yeah. Okay. Oh. We lived together, but we were only together a few months. Got
ooh,
it.
One of those.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, how do you know
for our show today?
Yep. Yeah.
How do you know that the thing that was going to change wasn't going to be me? I could get married again, Maureen.
Oh, yeah.
I could marry one of the Tinder tots.
Girl, I saw those Tinder tot notifications coming up on your phone, and I can tell there's not a one.
No, there is not a one.
You don't have the one. I mean, maybe you do, but
we're going to talk about
really
this.
False and harmful.
We're going to talk about this on the bonus episode, actually, because there is a one, and he texted me today. I don't know that he actually stood me up. He asked me out. We had a specific day that we were going to go out, and then that was that. I didn't hear from him. Hmm. And so I don't know if that's being stood up or being ghosted. I think it's probably ghosted
if you had a plan and then it didn't happen.
But it's not like she went there and he didn't show.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's getting stuck.
We had plans to go out on a Wednesday night. We didn't
say exactly what,
but we had made the plan for Wednesday night.
You mean Wednesday, like this Wednesday?
No, this was at the beginning of March.
Oh.
And I didn't hear from him, and I texted him. Not mean. I wasn't like, you stood me up. I was like, I'm sad that we didn't go out. I texted him the next day, the day after we were supposed to go. This is for Trip Chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, the point is he texted me today.
All right. So we'll
I would drop all the tots for him. Except now I will not do it. Cause
right.
Did
something gross happen to him and that's why he couldn't show up?
I don't know.
Maybe he pooped himself.
What did he say? I don't want to think that.
Good segue.
I still want to a little bit hold out hope. Lizzie, do you want to talk about what happened to you, poor girl?
Yeah. So I just want to be clear that I am a 43-year-old woman who more than once in the past year has pooped her pants.
But and not on purpose.
Is it ever on purpose? I mean, it has to be, right? There has to be, that fetish has to exist.
Yeah, I guess
exists.
It must exist. But, no, I have a somewhat recurring E. coli infection, which is not great.
Yeah.
It did allow me to lose those last few nagging pounds in the week before my wedding. However, I don't recommend that as a method. So, yes, I pooped my pants.
You're so bold.
You are so brave. No, but listen, I actually want to say this. I'm really glad that you are saying this because a couple of weeks ago, before Lizzie figured out what this E. coli thing was that was going on, obviously she knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she texted us and she was like, you guys, I have a doctor's appointment and it's a 40-minute subway ride. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it without pooping my pants. And like, I'm panicked. Like,
I was freaked out, which is
a totally legitimate thing to be panicked about.
Mm-hmm. And, welcome to our group text, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to our group text. And so, I mean, first of all, we all were able to like at least offer her empathy, you know, as her friends to be like, if you didn't have someone to talk to about it, it would make this is terrible, but it would make it worse. Yeah. And you can laugh at it.
Yeah.
But she also happened to have me on the group text and. I'm not a how to not poop your pants expert, believe it or not. And honestly, my cleaning expertise isn't helpful at all in this situation either. But what randomly I had just been through with a listener was I had a listener who wrote to me who was suffering from terrible postpartum incontinence. That was not just urinary incontinence. It was fecal incontinence too. And she was working with her doctor and all this stuff. And she had a very specific cleaning question for me related to this, but also in the course of writing to me, she described what she was going through, with new motherhood. And one of the things that she mentioned was that she's aware adult diapers And so I was at least able to say to Lizzie, like, hey, you know, I just happened to be talking to someone about this. And, you know, if you can run out before you have to get on the train, I know it's not great. And she didn't have time to do that. But what did you end up doing?
Double maxi pads.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boom.
Big old winged ones.
Up high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. High five. So, you know, at least
I
like,
did not actually poop myself on that train ride.
No, she made
for
it.
For the record, I made it. I made it to the doctor's office. I did not make it the other day. But that's okay. But actually, let me ask you this from a cleaning standpoint.
Okay. Like,
so the more recent
incident
was just a little baby one, and I got it, and everything's fine.
Yeah. Oh.
But
wasn't a full load.
It was a shart.
Yeah, it was a shart.
Well, that like, I mean, the thing is, this happens.
It does. It happened to Al Roker.
Yeah.
At the White House, Al Roker pooped his pants.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Did you not know that? It's like my favorite thing about Al Roker. Al Roker pooped his pants and talked about it on the Today Show. Yeah. Love that man forever. No, I had one last year, maybe? I don't know. I should also mention that I've had 6 inches of my intestines removed. So, like, I have some stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a medical problem. It's not, you know.
Yeah. She's not doing it on purpose.
No.
Right.
You're not like so, one
and
you're of
not,
those.
And it's not, and it's also poopers. Not happening because of any irresponsibility.
I'm not an adult baby.
You're not a party pooper.
Yeah.
Which I mean, who am I to judge that? You know, like whatever. Like it's a natural thing, pooping.
Yeah.
I keep on. The reason I'm on and off mic is because I keep trying to get off mic so I don't laugh and interrupt you guys.
So here is my cleaning quandary.
Okay.
I was headed for a business trip to L.A. I was packed. I'd called the Lyft. I was ready to go. And I pooped my pants in my favorite light-colored button-fly Madewell jeans.
Oh.
And I just, like, it was not a... I couldn't... I didn't know a way to save them.
Yeah.
Would there have been a way to save them?
Probably the fastest thing to have done under those circumstances would have been to take them off.
Well, yeah, I did do that.
Which you were going to do anyway. And flush them with...
Not down the toilet.
I mean, I just threw those fuckers out.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say that?
Yes, yes, okay. You can say that. On this
did
show...
Did you leave them just in the garbage for, like, at the hotel? Or, like...
I was standing in the hallway of my own apartment.
Oh, whew, okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about like.
Yeah, so she's at home. This is actually kind of the critical thing.
The critical thing is I was at home. Yeah. I was able to like double bag them and take
Get
free Imodium
yes.
and eventually make my flight.
Yeah.
Gosh. So, I also showered, to be clear.
Yeah. So in that situation, the word flush is just a cleaning term. Like we have to use it for this one. So flush the pants with cold running water. From the outside to the inside. So when you're flushing stains out, you always want to flush the water through the backside of wherever the... Fuck me. I can't do this.
Right. The opposite route the stain came from.
Yes. Yeah.
Well articulated.
Through the crack of the stain. You want to go kind of centrally through it, passage.
Yeah.
All right.
The idea is to push the stain away from the fabric rather than back through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So not in the outdoor. Did that one work? No.
Don't human
centipede.
No,
but you are doing it in through the outdoor.
That was on purpose. That
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So yeah. So I would have done the cold water thing because it would have pushed out a lot of the matter. Oh my God.
But also, so you didn't have time to do that, right?
No, because I had to make a plane.
So what if she had just left the pants? I'm just.
Where?
Like in your house and then would.
I'm not a monster.
Maybe in a bag. Like I'm just wondering. This is a cleaning question. Like,
right. Yeah, no. I mean, it's a good question.
That's
what I'm saying. So,
like,
if you have time to run up and change, like the flushing of the stain is like a 30-second operation.
Right.
At least that's gonna like get the solids off. It's gonna like you know, yeah, it's gonna do something. And then I would say just like quickly spray it with like your Zout or your Oxy or like whatever it is that you've got around, and toss them in the hamper and deal with it when you get home. Like, I think you could have saved them. It would have been, you know, 1 minute total operation. I think you would have had time for it. Because this isn't me saying, like, hand wash and soak and all that stuff. No, just, like, flush and spray. Usually it goes the other way, right?
Hopefully.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you could have saved them. But if you had, if you'd gone back and you'd, like, done what Jen did, like, you...
I didn't,
like,
do that.
Or what Jen
I've
said
never
to do.
Had petrified poop pants. Just...
Everybody poops, set. Jennifer.
Not in their pants all the time. I mean, okay, like...
don't poop pant shame.
No, and I'm not...
Don't you poop pant shame me.
I have been guilty of... And guilt isn't the right word. I have certainly done gross things. Just not...
Just not
I've never pooped
pants.
In my pants and then got a flight and left the pants in the house.
How's
petrify.
The view from your high horse? Is it good?
It smells real fresh. I don't know.
I'm willing to bet that there are listeners who, if they have not pooped their own pants, more power to them.
We are all going to poop our own pants at some point.
That's also true.
Yes.
Maybe they have children who have pooped their pants.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, children.
And also, as a baby, we all pooped our own pants all the time.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Baby poop is a whole different. But yeah.
Yeah. I think you could probably have saved them. I think you probably would have to do, like, you'd have to do some triage.
Yeah.
You'd have to do a long soak. You'd maybe have to run them through
when
the
wash.
When
you get back home, you mean?
Yeah. Because at that point, you've got a stain sitting there. And especially because poop is a dark-colored stain on light-colored pants.
Yeah.
I think you could get them out. But also, you... Then, you know, this goes back to that thing that Tim Herrera is so obsessed with, of the notion of psychologically clean. That, like, I think you for the rest of your life would be like, I don't ever want to wear those jeans again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you
yeah.
would know.
Yeah. And you might feel like that.
Yeah.
Regardless.
So, I mean, I kind of
they
think.
They don't even make that model anymore. So upsetting.
It's a real...
like actually worse than pooping myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Losing a favorite pair of jeans is definitely worse than pooping yourself.
Maybe I feel in that circumstance there could be an argument for just cutting out the little poop part. I mean, like, I'm going to have patch in the ass jeans from now on.
But I love, like, that you think
right
it
in the like
part.
Like also like a patch.
I'm an optimist. You,
a patch on the anus. Like
I don't know.
Might be weird.
Just you could just cut it out and turn them into chaps.
Oh. I think you should write to Madewell.
I pooped my pants. Please make this kind of
no, just
dear
like,
Madewell, I gave you some amazing product placement recently.
But like the true, it's a true heartwarming story of the love for some pants. And it's tragic.
It is tragic.
It's tragic.
Stopped.
Did you do the thing? No. It's okay. I was just trying to see how long we've been talking about poop. I think we've been talking about poop for long enough that we could take a break now. And when we come back, I think we just put Jen and Maureen on the hot seat.
Of gross things.
Oh, God. All right, so we'll take a little bit of break. We'll be back with more gross stories. I'll try to think of. I mean, I feel like I've told all my gross stories,
but
I'll repeat them. I'll repeat them. Actually, I have a recent gross one. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Jen Dahl, Maureen O'Connor, and Lizzie O'Leary. We've been talking about poop and other and other embarrassing things that have happened to us. Here's a mildly gross one.
Okay.
I got really sick earlier this week. I threw up earlier this week. I ate something bad. Mm. And it was not fun. But it was, you know, wasn't like that big a deal. I think I threw up twice in the middle of the night and then it was fine. But because I'm me, I clean after I vomit immediately. Yeah. And I more or less, I'm sorry, am I making you vomit talking about this?
No, I burped.
Oh, okay.
Gross.
I
just kidding. Lizzie, I love you.
Yeah. So I they're sticking tongues out. So I cleaned up. I threw up once. I cleaned up with paper towels and all-purpose spray. You know, cleaned the brim of the bowl. And I got back in bed, and then I was like, oh, God, I'm going to be sick again. And I was sick again. Brushed my teeth, got back in bed. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to be sick again, like a half hour later or something. I was sick again, did the same whole routine. And when I went to brush my teeth the second time, I gagged on my toothbrush and threw up a little bit, a tiny bit more in the sink. And so then I had to clean this. I had to clean actual, like, puke off the sink. Not like, and it wasn't a lot. It was just like a little bit. And I threw all the paper towels I had been using to clean into the trash, my trash can in my bathroom. And that was Tuesday night. On Thursday morning, I was like, ooh, that trash smells. I got to take it out. And when I took it out, I was like, what? I'm still smelling. And I smelled the actual can. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, no. And you puked into that too.
No, I didn't. I didn't actually puke, but did make me.
How did you sanitize?
It did make me gag. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have to wash my trash can now. Yeah. So I had to wash the trash can. Actually, you know, just because it was a small plastic bathroom sized one, I just threw it into the kitchen sink with dish soap and I let it sit. Well, I had to go do a radio thing. And so I like let it sit while I was at the radio thing. And then, I went to the gym and just let it sit. And then I just came back and washed it out.
Well, when my whole family got norovirus at New Year's.
But that wasn't viral. If it had been viral, I would have used bleach to kill. Or like method anti-bac or one of those.
We had to bleach. Norovirus is not great. And you got kind of a both ends action situation.
Throw and go.
yes. And every single member of the family was like lurching. It was not great. But it was also really funny. You all have been to the house where it happened. Anyway. Mm-hmm. We had to bleach everything afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think I talked to you about this.
Yeah. And actually, norovirus is, I think, don't quote me on this, you guys, but I think norovirus is one of the ones that the Lysol laundry disinfectant stuff does not work on.
Oh.
There are like three things it doesn't work on. And I think norovirus might be one of them.
Well, it's not great.
No. I mean, and that's the other thing. Like, Lizzie, you just get everything.
Yeah, I do.
Like, if it's gettable, Lizzie gets it.
I have a bad immune system.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I am a font of disgusting.
But you do it so well.
You do. Thank you have a you. Very good attitude about it. You have a very good attitude about it. Yeah. Well, listen,
who
attitude
doesn't poop
is
their pants in Grand Central. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Tell me something disgusting about you.
Well, mine are all like vomit based. But I was
Same.
Thinking,
I'm a barfer.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
And there've been several incidences of really like projectile barf.
Oh no.
That come out of nowhere. And I too had a situation where I vomited all over my bathroom and then it smelled for days, even though I cleaned it.
Yeah.
Which is quite unpleasant. It was also like a red wine vomit.
Oh no.
It kind of is like blood vomit. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's,
that's a real Bernie one.
But. Yeah, not,
and disturbing
not
to look
good.
At.
Yeah,
the only good thing about puking when drunk is you're kind of too drunk to like feel the pain.
Yeah,
so I would recommend it for that. Yeah. But it's not good for cleaning either.
No,
because like yeah, but there was
actually,
this one time.
You know what's funny? So I just celebrated the 8th anniversary of the very first Ask a Clean Person, and one of the first questions was about red wine vomit.
Oof. Yeah, tell us how you get. What would you do with red wine vomit?
Well, it depends kind of where it's gotten. Actually, diluted OxyClean solution will take it out.
Uh-huh.
Magic erasers are great. I mean,
those
especially in
a, right, because
like
especially
the projectile
in a
will get in the walls.
That's yes. exactly,
and that's I realized what had happened was I'd puked on the door, and
oh.
I.
Oh my God.
There was just a spit take.
You guys, so, she She actually just spit water out all over all of us.
How do we clean this?
So it was one of those situations.
She is Lizzie, for the record. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It was one of those situations
it
where.
It came out of her, soda. So it's a protein stain.
It was one of those
it was
situations
just water.
Where I want to keep drinking it, but I don't know if Lizzie's saliva is in there.
She's crying right
I think
now.
She didn't hit
Lizzie,
me.
It's fine.
Yeah. I think it's okay.
I mean, I did tell you guys that this episode was probably going to be a mess, and now it literally is.
I've never done an actual spit.
That was amazing.
That was incredible.
Okay, so it was one of those situations. First of all, I have one of those really, I have a tiny little bathroom. And if you're sitting on the toilet, the door is like this close to you, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's one of those hollow, crappy apartment, New York City apartment doors.
Yeah.
So I think what had happened was when I puked on the door, the puke kind of like went through the,
no.
Like,
oh. the
went
like
through
cheap,
into
cheap
the
lumber.
Door. Yeah. And sort of like pervaded all of the, like it penetrated through the door. So, I ended up a few days later realizing that was a problem and I like, bleached or I like sprayed and bleached the whole door and then
then it was fine
and then we repainted the door but
oh no, there's spit on my phone.
Sorry, you guys. Lizzie is now cleaning the table with her
Lizzie
sleeve.
If I've water damage
Lizzie,
on my
don't
iPhone.
Worry about it, it's why it was just water
but I'll be able to be like I didn't use it in the rain or drop it in water in fact.
My friend did a spit
yeah,
take.
Thank
you, Lizzie.
I got it on the case.
It's fine. Just the case. It doesn't matter.
sorry about the microphone.
Wait, you know what? I once dropped a cell phone into the ocean, and I like grabbed it really, really fast. Sorry, I keep on leaning back because I'm
don't
laughing
say sorry
much.
When I do that. Just get on the
I
mic
know,
and keep
I know,
talking.
I know, I know.
Thank you.
No, I dropped a phone into like a very shallow part of the ocean, and I grabbed it really fast. Before it like flew away into the ocean, it was like the little wave was coming in and going back out. So it did like a little like it flew, you know, past me and then it came back by me and I grabbed it on the way out.
Like a boomerang.
Yeah. And I grabbed the phone and it was like device not approved to connect to iPhone. And I was like, oh, my God, I think it got plugged into the ocean. And for like I did the thing with the rice and I did like all that stuff. And for just like the rest of that iPhone's life, it perpetually every now and then would be like, I'm plugged into the wrong thing. And I was like, well, you saw the ocean.
Yeah.
Maybe it went to the Garfield phone cave and was like, I want to be a Garfield phone now.
And
did you guys read
up
about
in the
story?
Shores of France for years.
Have you guys read about this story?
No.
This is like
no.
the most
amazing.
Charming story in the
it's
world.
Adorable.
This makes you believe in news again. There for like 30 years, I think. There have been random Garfield phones washing up on a beach
what?
In France.
Yep.
And, like, no one knew why. And apparently they've just found out the reason why. There was, a cargo ship full of Garfield phones. That
one of those great big shipping containers.
Shipping containers. That sank and got like, moored in a cave. And so there was just this cave of Garfield phones. And so, like, one by one,
escape.
Yeah. The Garfields would escape. And so they solved the mystery as to why. But also, like, the whole thing is just so charming in its way.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garfield phones. Now I want a Garfield phone.
Can you imagine some, like, treasure discoverer, like, going around and being like, so this was the treasure of their times. Yeah. This is what they hoarded and prized and used as currency.
Gold doubloons and Garfield phones.
Yeah. I thought, oh, this is, there's, like, not that much of a resale value. Garfield phones.
Maureen, do you have a gross story for us?
Yeah,
I'm deciding which way to go. I think, I'm a real puker from like age 5, like all the time. But I think the most disturbing, I've also told so many of these stories on your podcast already. The one that I don't know
if I
shared.
I have a real knack for getting people to share their gross stories with me.
I think the one that to me was actually the most disturbing in a weird way was that the time that I hadn't like, cleaned out my fridge in a while and I opened it up and a little like quart of milk had gone bad and exploded. And I opened the fridge and I took one look and I shut it and I was like, I think I will survive on takeout for several weeks. And I just couldn't deal with it. It took me quite some time to like summon the fortitude. And what I actually did was I actually hired a task rabbit and was like, I need someone to just clean something very, very gross and I am so, so sorry and like, let's work out a way to make this happen. And then somebody came and was like, I got this.
That's amazing. Wow. What a hero. Not all heroes wear capes.
Can I have that person's name? Can that person just come be the new co-host of the show? No.
She showed up with like a little suitcase of cleaning products. I mean, as is, you know, not that unusual. Yeah. But I remember that she like pulled out the gloves and was like, don't even worry. You relax.
Love it.
And I'll be done. Your fridge will be better soon. And I was like, Jesus Christ, thank you.
How much Fridge was Whisperer. It? How much did she charge?
I don't remember. This was several years ago.
That's love amazing. It.
The rates might have changed by now.
She was like, she's like the wolf from Pulp Fiction, but for refrigerators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And at first
she
I was like.
I tailed your fridge.
Yeah. I was like, I guess I'll just live on canned foods for a while and take out and things that
I'll
I don't
prepare
need.
For the end times.
I thought you were going to say you barfed in the fridge and then closed it.
Oh, my God. I promise you someone has done that. I promise you someone is like, open the crisper drawer, vomited, and shut it.
Yeah.
Like, well, I was then, like in a frat house or something.
I was
you know
reminded
I mean?
Yeah. of the time when I was first living in New York City, and one of my roommates at the time brought home a guy who was really drunk, and in the middle of the night, he woke up to find the bathroom, but he found the refrigerator, and so we heard like him like opening and closing the door, and then finally one of us got up, and we'd had like a pizza in the refrigerator, and he had peed on the pizza. And we were like, really?
So did he last? I mean, like, the relationship.
I mean, yeah, they're yeah. married now.
No. Love begins with a pee pizza.
It's back to jizza.
That might, pizza. I was going to say, God, pizza. That might ruin pizza for me. It's
no.
terrible. I told this story, actually, at the live show that I did last year. When I lived in Boston, I lived in a duplex that was a first floor and basement. And the bedroom was in the basement. And there was a door out of the bedroom to a shared laundry room that I shared with the other apartment across the way. And the bathroom was upstairs on the ground level floor. And I was dating this guy really seriously. And he was a very, very heavy drinker. And there was one night that we were out and he had been drinking a lot. I actually didn't even quite realize how drunk he was until like this happened. We go to sleep. I wake up in the middle of the night. Thank God I'm a light sleeper because I woke up in the middle of the night to him. He had opened the bedroom door, walked into the laundry room, opened the washer, and was about to pee in it, which is not an uncommon mistake for people to make.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because there's something about the like, opening like the lid of a washer. Although this was a front loader. I'm like, did you not know? Like, no, of course you didn't notice. You were trying to pee in a washing machine. Why would I ask that question? Like, but there's something about the movement of like opening the washing machine that like to some people like.
And, who are extremely drunk.
Yeah. It's always a drunk.
That
thing.
Makes sense.
When it's all. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's always a drunk dude. He's like, I want to pee on this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so, of course. It, well, because our equipment isn't designed for us to like walk up to something and stand in front of it.
I think if you tried to sit down to go to the bathroom in a washing machine, you would wake up out of your stupor because you'd fall in. Like, just would happen.
You'd wake up with a center agitator up there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Which brings us right back to the lube discussion from last episode.
Oh.
I will ask the cleaning question. If somebody pees in your washing machine, what do you do?
Yeah. Actually, it's a good question. You clean the washing machine. Cleaning a washing machine is pretty easy, but there's actually there's another thing to say about this, that the reasons that you would clean a washing machine to get rid of pee or poop. Or vomit is actually more often a thing that parents have to do, especially parents who use cloth diapers.
Mm.
So to clean a washing
machine.
Shout out
to my brother and his wife.
Yeah. This is a thing I've written about, actually, not because like, drunk dudes are peeing in washing machines, but because cloth diapers are peeing in washing machines,
right,
basically. So you can use, there are commercial washing machine cleaners out there, like Tide makes one, Carbona makes one. You don't need those at all, but if you're just like, I just want to buy like a product, because some people like that, they're out there. Otherwise, what you can do is just run an empty load of very, very hot water with a cup of either white vinegar or bleach, never together, right? Because that's a no-no chemical combination. Like bleach and ammonia is a no-no.
It'll set your washing machine on fire?
It won't. It will create mustard gas.
Oh.
So you'll die.
Oh,
you'll die.
Bad.
Yeah, you'll gas yourself. Don't do that. One or the other. Generally speaking, you guys, I really, when it comes to cleaning a washing machine, I really, really, really emphasize using white vinegar over bleach, because if there's bleach residue left over, it can cause, and then you put a load of like all your black jeans in.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you and Lizzie will be weeping into the washing machine for your long lost jeans.
Yeah.
But some people feel better about bleach because to them bleach equals clean. And so if you're freaked out that, you know, there's been baby poop or adult poop or whatever in your washing machine and bleach makes you feel better, you can use it. But I really, really, really strongly recommend that you go with the white vinegar. So a cup, hot water, empty load, or this is actually a great time to wash a load of like cleaning rags. If you've got those, if you're a person who has those.
Are you supposed to wash your washing machine? Like cleaning your oven or something?
You actually are, yeah. And it depends on how you use it. So then just one other quick thing to say about this is that if you've got compartments, either the pull-out drawers or the like sort of on-top compartments, not a bad idea also during the wash cycle when the hot water is running to actually go in there with an old toothbrush and scrub, use the hot water to scrub out all of the like detergent residue and
there
all
was
that
a sludge on mine when we moved in that I assume it had been there from the previous owners, and Jolie talked me through,
and you have no idea what they were washing.
They
seemed nice, but
you don't know. They could have been taxidermists. Well, I mean, you just don't know.
And yeah, you just don't know what's going through their washing machine.
So, I'm very nice, and I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
So to answer...
True.
No. I'm not disgusting, but I'm also not nice. So takes all kinds. To answer your question, yes, you should wash your washing machine just like you would clean any major appliance. It's just part of keeping it running well. Mm-hmm. For like people like us, right, who, you know, we're not doing... heavily soiled laundry. Well, Lizzie is doing heavily soiled laundry. Sorry, honey.
It's okay.
But meaning we don't have kids. We don't have. Well, you have a dog, so you might be doing some heavily soiled, like, you know,
and
the
a
towel.
A teenaged boy lives in my house.
Who's the son of her fiance? Yeah. The son of her fiance.
I'm sorry, that's really stepson. Like it's
my stepson to be. Yeah,
a teenage boy lives in my house.
Yeah, right. And I'm not. I'm gonna let that pass without making any comment out of respect for you and your fiance, and most importantly, your soon-to-be teenage stepson. Well, your teenage soon-to-be stepson. Yeah. Yes.
But he's actually not very dirty, so.
Yeah. So if you are frequently washing heavily soiled things, it's probably a good idea to clean your washing machine every 3 months.
Okay.
Quarterly. If you're us, once a year.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean,
I run a vinegar load after I do like the dog's stuff.
Right. But also, oh, yeah. Okay. And Lizzie has a dog too, of course. So, like, yeah, if you're like frequently washing, you know, doggy towels, then, you might want to up that to like twice a year or four times a year. It's an easy proposition. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
I suspect most people don't do it, though, right?
No, I don't think, because most people don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, you think it's getting washed when it's washing stuff.
Right. Well, that's part of the thing, is that there's a disconnect between the idea that we have to clean the things we use to clean, like the toilet brush is another good one.
Yeah.
Right?
You just throw those away is how I feel about it. Get one cheap enough that you can just throw it.
That's certainly an option. You know, the problem with that is that...
It's bad for the environment, Maureen.
If they're plastic, can't you recycle them?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's plastic.
Any plastics can be recycled.
Yeah.
That's not what I did with mine, but now that I've said it out loud, I'll do it.
What about if you've barfed on an Academy Award winning actress?
Throw her away.
Throw her away.
Throw her away. Death. You can recycle those.
Only up to a point. I have another laundry machine question.
Okay. Hit me.
Could you give us the walkthrough for when lipstick or something goes through the dryer? Because cleaning the dryer is a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of dog hair in my dryer.
Yeah.
Or crayons or, you know, just the things that end up in the dryer, because there isn't something where I can put it on a rinse cycle with vinegar. Is there?
There actually kind of is. So one thing that I have to say about cleaning the dryer that's really, really tricky is that you can't use anything that's remotely flammable, which rules out all the good stuff. Like WD-40 is amazing for getting lipstick stains off of stuff. But you can't put it in the dryer because WD-40 is flammable.
Yeah.
And so you have to be really, really, really careful with what you're using to clean the dryer. Nothing. I'm going to say this 17 times because it's so important. nothing flammable, nothing flammable, nothing flammable times 17.
Even if you're just washing and then you use water and clean it, it's just too dangerous.
I mean, just don't use a flammable cleaning solution. There are plenty of non-flammable cleaning solutions, but actually there is a weird trick that you can use, and it involves using rags. It has to be stuff you don't care about because they're going to get stainy. Soak rags in a cleaning solution and then put them into the dryer, and as they tumble, they're going to basically like scrub the walls off. Wow. Lizzie looks mind blown right now.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Just remember, nothing flammable. And please, like, when I say nothing flammable, don't even take the risk that you're like, oh, this probably isn't flammable. No, please check the back of the product and look to see if it's flammable. Double check it by Googling it. Like, really just be safe with this stuff, because, like, I don't want you guys blowing up.
No.
I love you guys. I'm a lover, not a blower-upper.
Do you know any cleaning things that aren't flammable? Like, genres of cleaning things I should look for in a situation like that?
Vinegar isn't flammable.
Okay.
Bleach isn't flammable. Or it might be like low-grade flammable, but like it's fine. But again, I don't put bleach in the dryer for the same reason that I told you to use it in the washer.
If you could only have one cleaning thing.
Don't, girl. Don't do that to me.
Would it be vinegar, though? I mean, vinegar's like the... Ezra loves vinegar.
Yeah. I mean, because it's so multi-purpose, if you made me have one...
I would never make
you. But you would never do that to me.
Just asking.
It might be scrubbing bubbles. Yeah. I fucking love scrubbing. But really? You can't use that on everything.
Right.
I feel like
vinegar is just a...
Yeah.
All-purpose.
Yeah, you use vinegar on everything.
And it's natural.
And it's natural. And then you can make a lovely salad dressing out of it. Or pickle something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, on that note, we should wrap up because we got some pickle chips to eat on Chip Chat.
Woo!
Woo!
Good, because I'm hungry.
Really excited for this to be out in the world.
This was really fun. You guys, thank you for
you
like,
are a hero,
you are
Lizzie.
A hero, Lizzie. You really are, because this does happen, and you're brave to talk about it.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, you know, it is embarrassing, but it's nothing to be embarrassed about, because you got sick. Like, you had E. coli, for crying out loud.
There's no shame.
Yeah, no shame. Sorry, there should be no shame.
Maureen, be nice.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. I have laughter issues.
We love you,
Lizzie. I'm a nervous laugher.
We love you, Lizzie.
One time when I was hooking up with a guy,
I
woke up.
Did he poop?
No, but this will just to give you back. I am gross. But like, I made out with this guy, and like, he left, and there was just like all this wetness in the bed.
Oh no!
And I don't know if maybe I peed. It didn't smell like pee.
Then you probably didn't pee.
Oh, Jen, you squirted.
You squirted.
I don't think I squirted. I don't think I did. I don't think we had sex. Anyway, this was a long time ago.
How do you not know that one?
Yeah, I think you know if you squirted.
There were some bleary years, let's just say, in the early 30s.
I've read your first book.
Yeah.
Yeah. We remember. I was there.
See, I'm gross.
I was there. I remember.
You weren't actually there.
No.
It wasn't you.
Right? Might have been.
Maybe it was you.
All right, you guys, listen. Thank you guys for hanging in there with this kind of weird, totally unplanned episode. This actually went great. We got a lot of cleaning tips in there.
Yeah.
For an unplanned.
I'm now going to wash my washing machine.
We have so many questions.
I think, like, Lizzie, again, we just got to say, like, you are like a brave lady for sharing that. But I think it was really good. And I think it's
I have some Imodium in my bag.
I truly do mean this. I really think it is going to help people. And I will not remotely be surprised if we get a lot of really nice feedback from people being like, this is a thing that happened to me, and I actually feel better now.
Yeah.
And so, like, you've done the world.
Pants poopers!
Yay, pants poopers!
Lizzie right. O'Leary.
So, on
pooper.
That note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or Spotify. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Yay.
Yay. I love that Maureen always says the yay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.